Imagine, you are no one. You're invisible without a social status, but with all your senses, feelings, and personality. You don't belong to any place. Right now, you are on the flight of stairs to go to the subway. You have to run because it's raining hard outside. People all around you are running, trying to come to the subway. You start going downstairs too, because they force you, pushing you when you try to pass. The subway represents the chaotic life of a big city like Hamburg perfectly. As soon as you enter the inside, you feel like being in an unnatural place, which is hotter than the outside and a little mistier. It smells like a basement or garage, maybe both because it's under the ground. Generally, it stinks and it's a bit disgusting because of the amount of rubbish thrown on the floor and homeless people lying on the ground waiting for some help or something during the day or the night. The tube station seems to be soundproof as bubbles, isolated from the rest of the city. It's like a limbo, a non-place. The typical noise you can hear is the braking of the trains on the rails, underlined by a strong cold wind that comes with the train. It develops gradually as you start hearing it from quite long distance till the moment in which the train stops with a metallic and loud noise. When the train stops, there's like an empty moment, like the whole world is just waiting, just in pause. Then the doors open and lots of voices, different languages and emotions can be heard. A cloud of people suddenly restarts moving. They start pushing, elbowing, they want to enter the subway. They want a seat, it doesn't matter which one, they don't care about others, each for themselves. The true side of people comes out. Entering in the train is kind of difficult because of all these people, but when you get in and can sit down, you notice that everyone in the subway is living his own life, but right now you are all stuck in the same place. You feel a bit uncomfortable, but you tend to analyze some human beings who catch your eye, to find out why they are there and which lifestyle they have. You collect lots of first impressions and you won't ever know if you are right. During this process, you're continually interrupted by the need to pay attention to every stop. When your stop comes, you start being a bit nervous and after you get up, you push your body against the others to go out the doors. When you are outside, you are in the middle of the ground. Take a moment for yourself and look around. You think that the subway station looks like the others. It isn't illuminated by natural light, so it seems artificial. The low-hanging ceiling makes you feel oppressed, and the colors make the place look abstract. Lights are very intense, and they stand out in the general darkness like the spotlights in a theater. You can believe that, after all these emotions, getting out of here is one of the best feelings.